This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, dial in, toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. You can do that and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Get on the radio with us in the studio here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from. It's Ian,
Michael,
and Chris.
We're going to start out with your calls, but coming up here, because, again, it's open phones every night here on Free Talk Live. But on the way, Chris, you had an interesting story about government waste, government bureaucracy.
Yeah, it's an easy target.
Yeah, in this case, it's pretty ridiculous, and we'll get to that coming up here in moments. But first, to the phones, to the fun. Plus, Mexico and the United States apparently coming to some sort of an agreement on how to handle legally the migrants that are sitting in Tijuana, many of them right now, the large migrant caravan that has ended up mostly, I think, there. So we can talk about all that and whatever's on your mind here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. That's toll-free. Also, a better way to call is through our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where our listeners can chat all day, all night. And there's also, during our live show, the on-air call-in line rooms that you can use. Sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, which is where I'd rather have Dave Ridley from. I presume this is Dave Ridley. You're the only Dave who ever calls from New Hampshire. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, moving from point A to point B without permission, a morally neutral act that has everyone losing their mind.
You're talking about the migrants?
Yeah, but that wasn't what I was calling about.
All right.
So I guess it is sort of related to the right to travel, though. You know, you hear all these stories of people having their money seized and the government, you know, charges like, There's a court case, U.S., United States of America versus $65,000.42.
That's civil asset forfeiture.
Right. Yeah, and I think criminal as well does that too, but I could be wrong. This is something we've been talking about for years here on Free Talk Live, and it just sounds so ridiculous on its face, the idea that there could be a court case against an inanimate object,
yeah.
But that's actually what they do.
Yeah, it's insane.
So according to
Gilletta Jarvis, the Libertarian candidate for governor in New Hampshire, it sounded like I only heard what she said twice. I just heard it in a speech that she made. But apparently there was an incident like this in New Hampshire. And I get the impression it just sort of it must not have gotten much attention. But apparently someone was pulled over in Canaan by locals and they found money in the car, apparently. And called, if I recall the report correctly, and they just called in the Homeland Security and had them seize the money. I think she said it was $45,000.
I vaguely remember something about this, too, and that's really all law enforcement has to do. Even if your state has some law against civil asset forfeiture,
they have
this thing called equitable sharing where the local police department will still get a cut of that money.
Right.
So, again, it's important not to just complain, but to have solutions. And, again, the solution, as it is as for most things, is to have a strong independent movement, which causes authorities to be cautious about the way they treat a problem.
So when you say an independence movement, you mean secession?
Yes.
Yeah, I wish we had stronger...
You don't have to have secession for an independent movement to accomplish something. Again, if you look at Quebec, if you look at other places around the world where they haven't succeeded in leaving their federal union, they can still cause the federal union to make concessions. And they've been very successful in that in Quebec, but it's not the only place.
True. And there are a lot of U.S. states and a lot of different examples where here in the United States, this sort of thing happens, and usually it's through some form of nullification. You know, the 10th Amendment Center is a big proponent of this. You know, just ignore D.C. Tell them you're not going to do what they're telling you you have to do.
Nullification is one way to do it, but right. In this case, it's a lot harder because it's the cops who are doing this. The local cops are doing this because they want to do it.
Oh, it's perverse incentives, completely.
Hampton,
yeah.
Hampton, is that you?
That is me.
Hey, I recognize your voice after a while.
It's good to hear from you again, too.
Probably. It's good to hear your voice.
All right, so what's it going to take, Dave, to get an actual lively secession movement or independence movement? It just seems like, I'm not going to say it's dead in the water, but it can feel like it at times.
Yeah, there are things that could be done at great sacrifice, which would make it work. But I think the thing to focus on is what the average listener can do right now with no sacrifice, and that is just come by NH Exit and join our discussion. NHExit.com.
Well, not everybody out there is in New Hampshire. I mean, what about other secession movements elsewhere?
Well, you know, when I was starting to get ready to move to New Hampshire, there was this big discussion about an organization that was going to start in New Hampshire. And it was going to be called Voters for Responsible Government. We were going to, it was going to rate all the legislators, right?
Okay.
And even though I hadn't moved to New Hampshire yet, I joined in the discussion. I knew I was going to be here. And I changed the name to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, or at least I got them to change the name to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So I didn't have to be here in order to have a significant effect on New Hampshire history, because that's an important organization now.
Oh, I see what
Other
you're saying.
Other people, there's no reason a person can... They don't have to be in New Hampshire to join our discussion, especially if they're thinking about moving here.
Sure, sure. You know, so what you're referring to is...
As long as you're talking about something New Hampshire-related or secession-related, that's right. One small thing you can do is just join our discussion.
Sure, sure. And what you're referring to is this idea of libertarians around the country, around the world, migrating to New Hampshire and this New Hampshire freedom migration that's been going on for well over a decade and a half, I think, at this point. Many of our audience members may not be familiar with that, especially if they're new to the show, if you're just tuning in for the first time tonight. You know, the supermajority of our listening audience, Dave, especially on a Saturday night, pretty much any night of the week, is
right.
They're not libertarians, so I think it's important to always kind of preface this with what's going on here. But you don't need to be a libertarian to be in favor of secession, do you?
Yeah, Jefferson Davis was no libertarian, right? But he was right about that one thing.
Well, sure, and a lot of these secessionist movements across the United States, because I think it's an important idea for everywhere. This isn't just something that, you know, we want to see happen with New Hampshire. I think the more secession around the globe, the better off everybody is going to be. The more decentralization of power from centralized places like Washington, D.C. or Beijing or wherever,
sure.
You know, any way you can decentralize, better. I don't support coercive government at all,
right.
But... as long as people still have it in their minds that, you know, the state or coercive government is a good thing, then I'd rather have more of them from which to choose on the planet than fewer.
Right.
Decentralizing the power so that you've got less of it concentrated in one place is good for everyone.
Sure. And I just like the idea that there are so many different types of groups. I mean, you look at what's going on in California. I don't think you could hardly characterize that as a libertarian movement, you know, the breaking it up into five, you know, it's a lot of it's being driven by, you know, Silicon Valley executives and billionaires and stuff like that.
Now, the one where they're going to break it up into three failed at a court hearing.
Yeah.
So there's one now for five?
I thought there was.
Okay.
I could be misquoting,
okay.
But there's always some secessionist movement going on in California.
They definitely seem to get the majority of the press coverage
right.
These days.
They do, and California is such a diverse state, I mean, in terms of
right.
Its population. But you also have, you know, one of the longest standing ones that I'm aware of going on in the Pacific Northwest and... You know,
Cascadia,
which seemed to start out as sort of a left-right, you know, sort of they both sides saw positive things of that. You have something going on in Idaho and Eastern Washington that's much more right-wing.
There's a new one going on in Washington State splitting in two.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, there's always been that feeling, but the gun law in Washington State that, you know, basically it's pretty much an assault weapons ban and it's... pretty much by any measure unconstitutional, and there's a couple, at least sheriffs, I think, and a city, I think city police chief out there who were just saying, we're not going to enforce it.
I think one thing that we should see, Dave, to further this conversation, is we need to find some state representatives who will actually come out in favor of this. They must support it. I don't understand, you know, I'm sure if you brought it up to them, they would use the excuse of, oh, well, my political capital is limited, and so therefore I want to use it on these other things. But if we could actually get maybe some candidates for office, and thanks for the call, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, candidates for office to start advocating secession, that also might get a conversation started.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us right here We are on the radio with you. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And boy, is now a good time to start learning about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
Oh, it's crazy.
Bitcoin and crypto are on sale for Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Absolutely.
Just so you know, in case you are unfamiliar with the world of Bitcoin, the price today has dropped like a stone. Over the last couple of weeks, it's just been dropping generally, but today it swung down below $4,000 per Bitcoin, down as far as 3,700-ish, I think is what I saw today. So
and for most of this year, 6,500 seemed to be kind of the mean.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
it kind of
swung between 5 and 7 or 8.
Yeah.
But yeah, 6,000, it seemed to settle in for a while, around 6,000.
Quite a while.
6,300, 6,500 in that range. And then just a couple of weeks ago, it just dropped down to 4,500, and then today it dropped down even further. And,
unbelievable.
And you just never know what's going to happen in the world of Bitcoin. People try to make predictions, and sometimes you're going to be right, sometimes you're going to be wrong, and that's just how it goes. So welcome to the world of Bitcoin. You can go to Bitcoin.com and get started learning about Bitcoin as well as Bitcoin Cash. It's, I don't know if you want to call it its cousin or whatever. There's been recent Bitcoin Cash drama with a Bitcoin Cash schism. So first Bitcoin Cash schismed out of the original Bitcoin, which, by the way, happened in August of 2017.
Correct.
So a little over a year ago, which is, I was checking the chart today, Chris, when I saw the big drop below 4,000, I thought, when was the last time we were at this price point? And so I looked back, and it was mid-August of 2017. So right after
the very
first schism of Bitcoin into Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash is the price point at which Bitcoin is at right now, after Bitcoin Cash just had its schism into Bitcoin Cash and then this Bitcoin SV thing that I don't know why it exists, but somebody decided they wanted, I guess the claim is they wanted to create the original Bitcoin that had never been modified by people besides Satoshi Nakamoto. Is that what they were doing with that
thing?
Claim. And they completely modified it going right out of the chute. So.
That's what I thought.
It's exactly the same with 128 megabit blocks.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And I can't imagine it's going to go anywhere, but whatever. So it's split again, and all these splits are very confusing. So go and learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com about what cryptocurrency is supposed to be, where it came from. Satoshi Nakamoto, the original creator, we still don't know who that is. It's still a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Is it one person? Is it a group of people? We don't know.
Michael, you ready?
We don't know who Satoshi is, but we know it's not Craig Wright.
That's the guy who's currently claiming to be Satoshi and has not proved it, which, if you're going to make a big claim, you got to provide big evidence for that claim.
Well, he keeps putting up fake proof.
He's a divisive figure. We'll leave it at that.
He sure is. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want here. John is in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michael, and Chris.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, man, that Bitcoin thing, man, what a scam that was, bro.
What do you mean?
Huge
what a scam?
Well, there was nothing to back it. It's not going to do anything to go to zero from here on out.
I agree. I mean, anything that is not backed by gold or something like that, it's got to be a Ponzi scheme, like the U.S.
dollar.
Right?
Exactamundo. We got no gold left to back the U.S. dollar. I don't see how the hell they're living off of the idea that there's something to back that.
Right.
Everything out there is nothing but a huge gimmick to make money off the other man that's weaker and less intelligent, especially this Bitcoin thing that all these folks got talked into on these.
Now, are you being serious or are you being facetious?
It's worth nothing.
It's not quite worth nothing. And there is
tongue in cheek, or
I can't tell.
I can't tell if this guy is for real or if he's putting us on.
It'll be somewhere between zero and I'm going to say $500,000 within the next 25 years. It could be zero. It could be zero.
It's still worth 3 cents.
Right.
As far as the printing costs,
I'm just sitting around with you guys, man.
I didn't know
what was going to happen with it myself, man. It's just crazy that it's going down that much in value in that short period of time.
Now, you don't actually believe that Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme, do you, John?
No, it's not a Ponzi scheme. Come on.
Okay.
I mean, it's another way to, to spend money without the government sticking their hands in there and grabbing their chunk out. I completely understand it. It's just a shame that this, you know, effort towards trying to get away from all that is starting to fail on us.
No, it's not starting to fail. It's doing fine. Bitcoin has had spikes in price before. Thank you, John, for the call tonight.
Yeah, it's ups and downs.
Had bigger drops than this.
Yeah.
Percentage-wise?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so...
2013, 2014?
Right, so you're referencing something that happened in late 2013 when the price of Bitcoin went all the way up to $1,100, thereabouts, and people were like, woo, riding high, and then it came down over a period of months to around $200, I think it was, $200.
I thought it even went lower than that, but yeah, but
previous,
it was.
Well, there was a previous crash where it had gone down to like 27, I think.
Yeah. And so now looking back on that original $1,000 spike in 2013, it's just a little bump in the road. It looks like nothing. If you look at if you go to coinmarketcap.com and you pull up the Bitcoin chart, look, you see there's like a little bump down at the very end of 2013. And that was that big spike that everybody was freaking out about back then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bitcoin's dead.
Yeah.
And it's just a little blip.
We've been through this before. Okay.
Well, and there are other companies, you know, respected companies. I'm just going to throw a name out there. Amazon.com, which traded somewhere, and I'm trying to remember this because I'm trying to remember something from 18 years ago. Around 2000, Amazon was a very young company. It spiked, I think, up around $86 with the dot-com bubble, and the dot-com bubble burst and dropped down to around $8.
Yeah,
it was a 90 some percent drop. Yeah, and you go down the list of those companies, you can see, you know, there were a ton of them that dropped 95-98% in just a matter of months. So and,
Amazon's,
you know,
a $1 trillion company now.
Right. That's the point. I mean, and it's,
what's their stock worth now? I have no idea.
896.
Wow,
somewhere
so
around that.
Tenfold over its previous spike.
Assuming it hasn't split in 18 years, right?
One of the differences here. I mean, we're not exactly comparing apples and oranges. You're just talking about spikes and rallies and all that. But obviously, you know, the difference between Bitcoin and Amazon is, well, first of all, Bitcoin's not a company.
Right.
Bitcoin's just an idea. It's just a code, you know, computer code that was released to the world in 2009. So we're actually basically within the 10-year anniversary of Bitcoin right now, when it was worth nothing.
Right.
You know,
zero.
At that time. It was just an idea. Now it's an idea that's worth something. So it is backed by something. The caller there was thankfully being facetious, but there are a lot of people who believe what he believes, and understandably so. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of so-called news sources that do not do their research, or they talk to the wrong people.
Or they're, say, a president of J.P. Morgan Chase,
right?
You know, for example.
And they have an interest in crushing what is essentially competition.
Absolutely.
So, Chris, you are actually the proprietor or the head ambassador for the Bitcoin Embassy.
Indeed.
Here in New Hampshire, and sadly, there are fewer of those in the world than we thought there were, unfortunately, but
we just need a couple more
doors. Yeah. But we've got one here, and there's a lot of really important things that folks need to know about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, and it is definitely not dead. Again, the price point right now down a bit, but it's still higher than it was in most of its history.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's a new government report on climate change. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
Benjamin Backer, founder of the American Conservation Coalition, shares the Trump administration's view that the report is based on an extreme scenario.
Approaching it with the worst case scenario angle can be kind of dangerous because there are a lot of people who aren't on board yet, and there definitely needs to be more of a bipartisan conversation around this. And unfortunately, this sort of report has pushed away a lot of conservatives from it.
Despite White House criticism of the report, environmental policy experts say the new Congress offers a chance to work on bipartisan proposals to reduce pollution. Scientist Joe Clement worries about the timing of the report.
They released it on Black Friday. That's sort of their obvious MO, but they're stifling science and they're putting Americans and the American economy at greater risk, and that absolutely needs to change.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free to join us here. Whether it's secession or cryptocurrency, or the topics that we brought in, which we have barely done anything besides mention, which is fine with me. I love it when people participate here on Free Talk Live. You can join us. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Looking for a holiday gift this season? Well, you can get the Blink Home Security System for somebody that you care about, somebody that you know that might want to, protect their home and their family from, you know, potential bad guys, or maybe, you know, you want to get evidence of something else. Maybe there's something eating your flowers out of the garden. You want to know what creature it is. Those are the kind of things that the Blink motion-activated HD cameras can help you with, whether it's criminals prowling about or just some, you know, beast. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. You can go there and get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100, or get one for somebody that you care about. There's, of course, a live feed option where you can monitor anytime or just wait until it sends you clips of whatever it is that's going on in front of the cameras when you specify it should be sending those clips. So it could be the middle of the night when you want it operating, or maybe while you're at work during the daytime. You decide. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. That's because Amazon owns Blink. They bought the company a couple years ago. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to get yours. Let's go to Mark. He's in Connecticut, listening online. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How you doing, fellas?
Hey, you're on the air. I got to turn you up here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just told you to call
me here. I wanted to talk about secession, but really quick.
Sure.
John Crudell writes a business column for New York Post, and he's been haranguing Bitcoin since the day it came out. He thinks it's a total scam. But, like, you know, I read it, and I kind of, you know, I smile. I said, well, so is the United States dollar. I mean, hey, who's kidding who? The people that want to squash the payment system are the people that don't control it.
Right.
Until they get control of you, forget about it. Just,
yeah, the U.S. dollar is a scam from top to bottom. I mean, basically, yep. It was designed to fleece people through the process of inflation to steal the value that they've created by essentially printing more currency.
Right, 98% of the value since the Federal Reserve created. It's just incredible.
What you're saying is it's lost 98% of
its
value.
Lost 98%. So what you bought in 2013.
I guess the last segment, the dollar's worth 3 cents now.
There was a fellow running for Congress against Booker. Senate. I don't remember his name. He was an older fellow in the 70s. One of the platforms was, I think he had like maybe 16-18% was the gold standard. And I mean, he couldn't get the time of day from the news media because they don't want the public to realize how they're being fleeced. But I just wanted to say something about secession. I just happened to read in the Wall Street Journal today, which also is owned by Dow Jones and Rupert Murdoch, and they control the Post. And so, I mean, I do read the journal a lot, but then you have to be careful of who publishes. And but the article was about how to, if the progressives or if the United States people want to reconfigure the Senate so some states can get more representation, they could, they didn't mention secede, but split the states up. As apparently Vermont was a part of New York in the 1790s. Maine was part of Massachusetts. They broke them up. And I moved from New York to Connecticut. It's for one of the basic reasons is Connecticut is gun carry laws, even though they're more restrictive than some of the other parts of the country, they're much less restrictive than New York. I can carry any time I want, if I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my wife, I said, look, I want to be close to work, and I want to be able to carry my gun. I'm not just crap with these restrictions and the hoops that we jump through in New York, which are trying to move this legislation to Connecticut. But as your others,
tell me about this, because I always understood Connecticut as being one of the worst places in the Northeast for guns. I mean, you're saying you
it's
can carry?
It's not terrible. No.
Is there concealed carry without a permit?
No, actually, believe it or not, Connecticut is an open carry state. But if the police they ask you to see your permit, you have to produce it. You can carry it openly. It's amazing that the Senate. I'm sorry, the legislature is probably going to try to change that law because there was a black fellow in Bridgeport who was in a Dunkin' Donuts and he was carrying openly and he had it on video and the cops asked him for this permit. He goes, I'm not showing you anything. He goes, am I committing a crime? They kept saying no, sir. They left him alone. But I lived in Westchester County, which is right across the border here. You had the judges in the counties issued the permits and they were administrative permits, so they could say you could only use it to go target shooting or hunting. You couldn't have a full carry unless you knew a judge who would sign the permit. And it's a difficult process. Once I moved to Connecticut, with the Middletown, the police department, state police, they sign off on your permit. I had a Connecticut recognized New York permit, so I had a New York permit that was restricted. I had a full carry in Connecticut. So as soon as I come over, when I lived in New York, across the border, I could carry in Connecticut. So now I'm a Connecticut resident. It's full carry. It's amazing. And
isn't it funny? Like, listening to you talk, it's funny. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude or anything like that, but we're here in New Hampshire. And so listening to you talk, like, about how much more free you are down there, it sounds absolutely tyrannical to me because here in New Hampshire, you don't need a permit to carry a gun.
No.
You can actually carry openly without a permit. You've always been able to do that.
Right.
And just within the last couple of years, it was 2017, I believe, where New Hampshire finally put back concealed carry without a permit. Now, maybe the Democrats are going to repeal that. It's night and day between those two states.
But that's how far down the whole New York has gone. I mean,
New York's awful. Yes.
It is number 50 in almost everybody's. Go ahead.
I'm with you. I don't believe in permits at all. I mean, it's just I don't need anybody's permission. I tell my friends and coworkers, look, I'll carry wherever, whenever I want. If you try to take it to me, you're going to have a problem. I don't care if you're Connecticut, New York State Police. I mean, I told him I'm probably going to die in a gunfight someday with the police.
It's
amazing because, no, I, the point I'm trying to make is you shouldn't be able to ask anybody for permission to do anything if you're not bothering anybody.
Right.
And the point I'm trying to make is, you know, the liberals or the progressives that want to make it more restrictive, they're willing to use the power of the state, the armed officers, the military to disarm you. But, you know, like they said to Ted Cruz in Texas, come and take it from us. And some guy and it was supporting O'Rourke said, oh, we will. You will take them? How are you going to do that? You're going to tell the police, who are there to protect the politicians, go and disarm those people in the street. That's what they're going to do. And if they come to my door, we have a serious problem. So I'm just saying, it just makes me sick. So people should be able to.
I know there's a lot of people out there who feel the same way.
Yeah, and I don't want to, because I spent so much of my life as a Republican, as a neocon, I mean, I was hardcore statist completely. I don't want to let Republicans off the hook. Republicans will defend your right to bear arms until they need to make some compromise to get something else they need, and then they'll turn, or until a tragedy happens. And Connecticut had one of the worst tragedies in Sandy Hook. And, you know, and then you start hearing, you know, Republican and quote unquote conservative lawmakers saying, well, you know, maybe a couple common sense gun control laws wouldn't be that bad an idea. And, you know, it just gets
worse from there.
It does. And I'm just always on my guard, regardless of who's talking. I don't believe it. I believe that the only freedom resides within me, and that I'm the only one who's going to ensure my own freedom. I can't depend on government.
That's the way I feel exactly. And I appreciate you giving me this much time. I don't mean
Thanks, to say Mark.
Police, or it's like, just don't try to take anything from me, and that's it.
I am anti-police state. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm not against the idea of having an armed, you know, group of people provide protection services to people.
No, I'd pay for that.
Yeah. And the problem, of course, with the government police primarily is their monopoly funding and the fact that they have a monopoly on basically everything that they do. That's not entirely true. There are some functions that a private eye, for instance, can perform, or a private security guard can perform. But if you were to try to offer a service similar to the police would arrest you for it.
Yeah.
You would be considered operating a gang, and because that's ultimately what they are. Now, I'm not saying they're all a bunch of bad guys. I think a lot of the police got into the world of policing to stop the bad guys, that they really do have the best of intentions.
Yes.
But then they end up doing things like arresting college students for having an open container, or somebody for having a bag of marijuana, which we're finally seeing less of in the United States, but that same concept still is pervasive across the entire war on drugs, where peaceful, innocent people who've never harmed another human being are thrown into a prison cell, arrested, given a rap sheet, given a record, and likely fired from their jobs and all kinds of other consequences because of this police state that we essentially have. And then, of course, there's the police state that's being built up with checkpoints with the excuse of, we got to stop immigrants. Well, now you got checkpoints. How's that feel? Oh, you haven't been through one yet? Well, just wait.
Try
it. Coming up here in moments, it's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you. There's actually one person in there, so we're going to get to that here shortly. But those lines are there, and there's four of them total, so jump on in over at discord.lrn.fm. And it's free, by the way. There's an app you can download, and you can try the web version if you want, but I'm pretty sure you have to use the app if you want to use the voice features on Discord, which is one of the coolest things about Discord. So check it out at discord.lrn.fm. And big thanks to Ben Riley, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning he gives $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into us with a credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC. And then we will take that in and invest it into the show so we can get Free Talk Live into more ears around the United States and around the globe and on the internet and elsewhere. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks that you get access to because you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. And I mentioned the Discord chat. One of those perks is you get access to the AMP areas of the chat, which gives access to those who contribute to this program and LRN.fm. They get those special chat rooms. And there's other reasons why you should join, but the primary one is if you want to help us do what we do, because we give everything to you for free on our site, archives, web stream, you know, cam stream, all that stuff. It's there. It's free at freetalklive.com. So please amp the show if you really love what we do. Ampamp.freetalklive.com. We go to Turd Ferguson. He's on the line on our Discord call-in line. Go ahead, Turd Ferguson.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call on this here so-called Discord app,
you sound,
as our friend.
You sound
as
good.
Our friend mouth-breathing dullard would say.
Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm actually calling live from the XBLN Bullion Network studio here in Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania.
All right, Pennsylvania. Nice. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so I really liked where that other caller was going about how Bitcoin was a Ponzi scheme. I wish he would have stayed on that and not told everyone that he was joking.
Well, I mean, it's not actually a Ponzi scheme.
I don't see how it's not, though.
Okay, well, then define what a Ponzi scheme is, because I'm pretty sure you don't know what exactly it is. So
let's
go ahead.
Start there,
so,
yeah.
So a Ponzi scheme is a scam that a usually an intelligent person will begin, where he takes people's money for a product that's usually worthless, but gives the illusion that it's worth a lot of money.
Can we stop right there?
You're already wrong.
Can we stop right there? Yeah, because there is no person. It was just released.
Whoa. I'm saying he's wrong about what a Ponzi scheme is.
We're not talking
about whether or not it applies to Bitcoin.
That's what I'm saying, too. I'm agreeing with you, Ian. Yeah. It can't be a Ponzi scheme because nobody created it and then sold it. They just created it.
Ponzi scheme is...
So the original Ponzi scheme was based on these mail vouchers that this guy Ponzi was selling, which he created this huge illusion to everyone that they were really valuable, but really they had no value whatsoever.
And then he sold them, correct?
Yeah.
Right.
And then eventually, once everyone realized what was going on, then they became worth nothing. And then the police arrested him.
Okay. Hold on. There's got to be a detail here missing, because I may not know enough exactly about all the details of the story. I hadn't heard about vouchers, but I knew that what Ponzi was offering people was essentially an investment scheme in which if people bought into it, they would get a return.
For these mail vouchers. Exactly.
So whatever the heck piece of paper it was that he was selling the idea that you were going to make money in the future. And the initial investors would, because as long as people keep investing in a Ponzi scheme, then the initial people who are in there are going to collect. So initially you have the ability to point to somebody and say, look at this guy over here. He made this amount of money. And the guy over here can say, I made all this money off this here situation. And, that way you can keep feeding into the new people who are essentially being victimized. And then finally, once it starts to peter out as far as the new money coming into the scheme, then it collapses.
Yes.
So it can go for a period of time. So that's what a Ponzi scheme is the promise of being able to make money that requires other people to come in and purchase a thing. With Bitcoin, there was no promise you were going to make any money. All Bitcoin does is a protocol. It allows people to send a digital thing, ones and zeros, from one point to another over a public, decentralized, distributed ledger. That's all it does. The fact that it's valuable is because people value it because it does what it says it's going to do, and it does it securely, and the value changes.
Right. And I will say that the people that most often speak of the Ponzi aspect of it, I was like, well, yeah, if the people that got in really, really early, they made out really great. Well,
if they held on to it.
Yeah. Well, there's certainly a difference between being a smart investor in a new technology and some level of luck, right? Maybe you did and you forgot about it and you found out you got 10,000 Bitcoin. Great. But there's a difference between that and a purposeful deception, where somebody is going to buy something from you and you're going to maintain this circular path as long as you can.
So the Ponzi scheme sounds too good to be true, because it is, right? These schemes sound too good to be true.
Sounds like Social Security, sort of.
Bitcoin was never made on any promises. Nobody signs you up. You're not guaranteed anything. You're not told you're going to make anything off of it. There are people who are buying it speculatively, and speculative buying can certainly lead towards bubbles in price, I think. But there's certainly no scheme here. Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever he or she is, may even be dead at this point. So
Sitting on $5 billion? I haven't checked the value of those wallets, but
the initial
wallets that he was mining into were worth billions, and yet no money's ever gone out of them. So,
with the exception of the promise thing, I don't think I heard anything that you guys said that's different from Bitcoin. But I'll address the promise thing now. I mean, I don't think you necessarily have to walk up to someone and promise them a return on their investment for your investment to be a Ponzi scheme. I think that's a fallacy.
Whether it's a promise or not, if you tell somebody you may make this money, that's still enough of a hallmark of a Ponzi scheme. Oh, you may be able to get up to 1,000% or 25% or whatever.
Or these people made those kind of percentages, and I'm not saying you're going to, but
promising is a slimy way around it. But ultimately, you're essentially tantalizing people with the idea of returns. That does not happen with Bitcoin. We can tell people, hey, look, here's the price of Bitcoin today. Here's what it was a year ago. Here's what it was 5 years ago. But it could be zero tomorrow. I mean, people who are in the Bitcoin space who are honest about the technology. That this is all it is. It's a technology that people value. It's essentially a commodity and a currency all at the same time.
And a payment system.
Yeah, and a very effective payment system, which is why it's worth $3,700 or whatever it is right now. And it could be worth more, or it could be worth less in the future. But none of that has anything to do with a Ponzi scheme.
I think it's far more likely that it's going to be worth less. In fact, I think, you're right. It could be worth 50 grand tomorrow, but I think it could also be worth 2 grand tomorrow or 1500.
It's probably more likely to have a smaller change than to go from 3000 to 50 grand seems unlikely in a day.
Sure.
Although I suppose it could happen. Anything can happen in this world of cryptocurrency. It is a different world. It's a different form of money. It's a money that doesn't allow sort of remote characters to pull your money out. I was looking into the ACH system today, doing a little bit of research on that with banking.
Right.
And, you know, with the right company, you can just authorize, in the right numbers, you can just authorize money to come out of somebody's bank account.
Yeah.
You know, whether just that like person that. Actually authorized you or not, as long as you've got the right numbers, you can make that happen. And Bitcoin, you can't do that with. Bitcoin, there is no pull option with Bitcoin. You can only send out of your own Bitcoin wallet. Nobody else can reach in there and grab into it unless they have your keys.
It's a big distinction.
Just like nobody could go up and steal your mail voucher that you bought from one of Ponzi's little minions that went around selling it for. Look,
I'm sorry to tell you, Turner.
I don't think what you guys just said was different from what Bitcoin is, with the exception of the promise of a return on investment. And I think there are a lot of people in the Bitcoin.
You keep saying nothing was different. Give me something that's the same.
Right.
Well, there's a whole bunch of these mail vouchers and or bitcoins that are in circulation and people are paying into this bubble currency, quote unquote.
Can I interrupt one more time?
And by the way, it's already lost 80% of its value.
Hold on. What are they paying into? Who are they paying into?
They're paying into this big pool of money that the guy invested in early.
That's not how it works.
For me to buy Bitcoin, that means there has to be a corresponding seller of Bitcoin. And let's say I wanted to buy some Bitcoin right now, I have to go to an online exchange, which is made up of people just like me who are going to say, well, he's looking to buy, I'm looking to sell.
Right.
Because I heard that guy, Turd Ferguson, and this thing's a Ponzi scheme, so I'm out of here.
Thanks for the fear, uncertainty, and doubt, Turd. Appreciate it. I don't know if you actually believe those things, but if you do, you need to do some more research.
Yeah,
more Wikipedia. Coming up here in moments. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you don't have to buy Bitcoin either. You can mine it into existence. You can work for it.
Right.
There's more coming up.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRI, Medical, MEDICAL.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.